gonna pick all of my friends up for the ride. We're going on an awesome adventure. Have a good time, no time for stressors. Gonna pick all of my friends up for the ride. Gonna go on a ride, so let's fly.
Hey, what's going on, kids? Are you an awesome adventurer? Do you like silly stories? Well, good. This story is going to be amazing. This is the story of Perfectionism Panda. One morning, Perfectionism Panda woke up and his mommy was like,
"Honey, I want you to go outside today and I need you to find the perfect bamboo."
And Perfectionism Panda was like, what is the perfect bamboo? And he just thought this in his head, but he was too afraid to ask any questions because he didn't want to get it wrong. So he went out the door and he was going to search for this perfect bamboo. Now, Perfectionism Panda has a best friend whose name is Pessimistic Parrot. They've been friends for a long time, probably about 2 years. Now, a long time ago, you got to keep this in mind. Perfectionism Panda used to go by Peppy Panda because he was young, vibrant, and full of life. But after hanging out with Pessimistic Parrot for a couple of years, he turned into Perfectionism Panda. People just started calling him that because he was always trying so hard to do everything right. So anyway, Perfectionism Panda and Pessimistic Parrot, they go out into the woods and they're gonna go find the perfect bamboo. The first piece of bamboo that Perfectionism Panda comes across, he's like, "Is this the perfect bamboo?" And Pessimistic Parrot's like,
"Rah, nah, this one's way too big. You gotta get one smaller than that."
And Perfectionism Panda was like,
"Yeah, I guess it is kind of big. So let's just keep looking."
They keep walking through the woods for a little while, uncertain still of what is the perfect bamboo. Perfectionism Panda comes across another piece and he's like,
"Is this the perfect bamboo?"
And Pessimistic Parrot is just like,
"Rah, no way, this one is way too skinny. You need a bigger piece than that."
This had Perfectionism Panda kind of stunned because he was like,
"Well, I thought the last one was a little too big, but you're saying this one's too small. So I guess we just have to keep looking for the perfect bamboo."
Once again, Perfectionism Panda and Pessimistic Parrot go deeper into the woods in search still for the perfect bamboo. Now, by the time the Perfectionism Panda found the third piece of bamboo, he was already starting to notice a pattern. His friend Pessimistic Parrot seemed to have a problem with every bamboo stick that he found. So once he found the third piece, he said,
"Is this the perfect bamboo?"
And Pessimistic Parrot just looked at it, shaking his head, and then he squawked,
"This one is way too broken. You need one that's big and strong and sturdy."
Perfectionism Panda was confused at this point. He just didn't know what to do. What is the perfect bamboo, he thought. He'd had every type of bamboo stick there was. He'd had small ones before, broken ones, large ones, and he thought they were all just fine. But for some reason, feeling like he had to go out into the woods and find the perfect bamboo had him feeling so much pressure to get it absolutely right. And Pessimistic Parrot is just sitting there telling him that there's something wrong with every piece of bamboo that he finds. He was about to lose his mind. Finally, Perfectionism Panda just gave up. It was starting to get late. He had to be home soon, and he realized that Pessimistic Parrot was going to have a problem with every stick that he found. So he just went around, gathered some that looked right, and went back home. Yeah, some were a little shorter than others. Some were a little thicker. One even had a little broken piece on it, but he gathered the bamboo that looked suitable for him and brought it home to his mom. When he walked in the door, his mommy was like,
"Oh, thank you,
Thank you, baby panda. These are the most perfect sticks of bamboo. You did such a great job. And Perfectionism Panda was like,
wow, I wasn't so sure about some of these. I thought some were gonna be too short, too long, too broken. But really, I just had to pick the pieces I thought were good enough for myself. I was overthinking this the whole time, and doubting myself, and then having pessimistic parrot in my ear, confirming all of my doubts. It made me almost not get any bamboo sticks. But then I started to listen to myself, trust myself a little bit more, and got the right ones, and mommy was so proud of me.
Hey guys, I hope you like the story of Perfectionism Panda and the Perfect Bamboo. This story is about perfectionism. This story is about trying way too hard to do things absolutely perfect. You need to remember to do your best. Your best isn't always going to be the same on any given day. Some days we're tired, some days we just fall short of ourselves, and that's okay. It's okay to go out there and try your best. As long as you're doing your best, you can walk away knowing that you tried your hardest. And your best is good enough today. Nothing is perfect. What is perfect? What is my definition of perfect? It's probably different than your definition of perfect. So, it's good to try hard. It's good to try to be your best. But it's also really important to know that your best is enough. If you like what you heard today, follow us, subscribe, become an awesome adventurer. We'd love to hear from you. Just write us at awesomeadventurersfanclub@gmail.com and become a member. Let us know what you think. If you have any stories, you want to hear some more about Perfectionism Panda, maybe you want to know where Pessimistic Parrot came from and why'd he end up that way, just let us know. I'd be glad to tell you. Stay safe out there, adventurers. Stay growing. Stay present. Stay loving.